Welcome to Simcha Even Though in Parshas Vayelech. The Parsha mentions that when Klal Yisrael will be suffering from tzaras of all kinds, they'll return to Hashem. The Kli Yakar divides those who do teshuvah into two categories. One can either do teshuvah prompted by the fear of Hashem, or by a genuine love for Hashem. He then explains that repenting out of fear only because the person wants his suffering to stop is a lesser level. Why? Because once the pain eases up and the troubles go away, he's likely to return to his sinful ways. The Kli Yakar also explains that a person who is doing teshuvah out of fear just wants his sorrows to end, so his own life can get back to normal. A person who loves Hashem, on the other hand, yearns to come back to Hashem and bring others closer to Hashem too. When someone loves his king, he wants everyone to love his king. That's a sign of doing teshuvah from Ahava, wanting to bring others closer to Hashem as well. Of course, if we use suffering to remind us that we really do love Hashem and truly want to improve ourselves, that's worth a lot. As long as it's not the forgetful power syndrome, that the minute Hashem eases up on us, it's back to our old ways, chas v'shalom. Now, how exactly do we show others how great Hashem is, so they'll love Him too? Not by standing on street corners with pamphlets saying, God bless, you have a blessed day now. We spread Hashem's light by making a Kiddush Hashem. And I don't even mean in front of non-Jews. That goes without saying. I mean, it's crucial to make a Kiddush Hashem in front of our own people. When I say crucial, I really do mean crucial. I personally had many experiences in life which really tested me, but the everlasting Kiddush Hashem made by my dear mother, Alah Shalom, and a few genuinely firm people gave me the strength to hold on. I also remember a certain Rebbetzin who risked her own social standing to support me, and how can I ever forget that? So we see that one person quietly doing the right thing can make the difference between someone holding on to Frumkeit, no matter what happens to them, or chas v'shalom throwing it all away from either pain or repulsion. I was once trying to convey this to someone who was no longer religious, and the person replied, easy for you to say, everyone's nice to you. Not true, not true at all. And the older I get, the more I get tested. But I've never felt more connected to Hashem. Now how does that make sense? Because I choose to keep close to those whose lives are a Kiddush Hashem, and move on as quickly as I can from those who don't treat others the way the Torah instructs us. That's why I decided to use examples from real life here, so no one can say, stories like that only happen to people in other people land. So for this share, I chose three common complaints people often have about from Yidden, and just to diffuse it a little bit. Complaint number one. Let's face it, Jewish stores are smaller than chain stores. As a result, they can be expensive. And if a Jewish store in any community is the only store of its kind, they may be tempted to charge more because there's just not enough competition to deter that. But within that framework, one can still experience Kiddush Hashem. I was once in a store like that, and on that particular day, I hardly checked prices because I had a new credit card and I could breathe a little. Well, the total was about $249. And then the card didn't work. There was no way I could just leave everything there and escape. Within seconds, a total stranger behind me took in the situation and handed the cashier his credit card. "Don't worry, you can sell me later," he told me. "For $249. And I want to stress here, I'm not a cute, young, rosy-cheeked little girl. This was totally l'shem shamayim, to save me from great embarrassment and inconvenience. You can be sure that the second I got home, I arranged that Zelle. I was so grateful. But do you think random people just pay each other's crazy high bills? Of course not. So you see, I could have focused on the fact that I didn't buy that much and it cost a fortune. Or, look what we Yidden do for each other. Complaint number two. Concerned Jews ask questions. It's true. Now, most question asking stems from genuine caring and a true desire to help. But every now and then, it crosses into Yenta territory with no real plan to help. So here are three usable solutions. First, give the benefit of the doubt. They really and truly care, and they really and truly want to be there for you. Next, answer Baruch Hashem with a kind, polite smile to as many questions as you can. Once you share details, naturally you'll be asked more questions. And lastly, be prepared to hear platitudes so you won't be upset by them. Teach yourself to be amused instead. I'll give you a few examples. When a close relative is literally days away from his patira, someone might say, "You'll see, he's going to be fine, he'll have a refuah shleima. Oh, did you ever hear of Dr. McKinley? He saved my uncle's life." Here's another example of platitudes which you can teach yourself to be amused by. When someone's getting divorced, inevitably the poor abused wreck of a wife will be told, "Yeah, well, it takes two to tango. Oh, and I heard the Mizbeach cries because the children are the karbanos. Are you looking for a shidduch? My great-grandfather's kind of lonely." You must remember, people mean well, But there's nothing wrong with educating people not to say those things if you can do it kindly. It's a mitzvah, actually, because then they won't say it to the next person. Complaint number three, which some people say, of course, a massive chal Hashem, is that when they were in school, they were either bullied by classmates or mistreated by a teacher. What kind of Kiddush Hashem can fix that one? You, the person they're telling it to. Don't say, "Ah, I'm sure they didn't mean it." Don't say, "Move on." Say, "Ouch." Say, "And yet look at you, always kind to others, despite your own pain." Say, "I wish I could have been there then to stick up for you, but I'm here now. Tell me how I can make things easier for you now." We, yes, we, can undo a past chal Hashem by showing people how true Torah Jews behave. It might not work instantly, and it might be too late to work at all, but for a 1% chance that it will bring someone back to Hashem, even one day in the future, it's worth trying. That's how we can do the kind of tshuva the Kli Yakar is talking about, by showing people how Hashem's Torah refines us and helps us evolve into better people. Have a wonderful week ahead, and a kasiva v'chasima tova.